You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to give my opinion slash rant on what's happening in current times and with current events. Talking about the Chicago street takeovers, the mob that's descended on that gas station in Compton, and how more and more events like that are going to happen in the immediate future. However, I was looking for a great tie-in with what's happening, and it came to me in the form of a question. And that question is this, gentlemen. Can you dig it? Yes, gentlemen. Yes. For all of my old heads, you will know this movie. You will know that question. That question came from the leader of the Gramercy Riffs named Cyrus, and the movie was called The Warriors. Now, when you look at Cyrus's ultimate plan of union between the gangs, what does the takeover in Chicago represent? A union amongst the youth. Yeah. But there's one key thing that Cyrus said in his speech that the media continues to talk about in regards to these quote unquote street takeovers. Now, I'm going to read some of the actual speech and I'm going to do some comparing and contrasting along the way to tie it all together. Now, let's start with the speech. I say the future is ours. If you can count. That's right, gentlemen. This whole society could be turned on its head. Why? If the common people actually united across the board. I'm talking white people, black people, Hispanics, Asians. If everybody actually came together to see the true enemy that's screwing us all over, oh, that would be game over. Now, look what we have before us. We've got the Saracens sitting next to the Jones Street Boys. We've got the Moon Runners right by the Van Cortlandt Rangers. Nobody is wasting nobody. See? Division, gentlemen. This society keeps us all divided amongst every line they can. Racially, religion, sexually, we all know. We all know this. That is a miracle. And miracles is the way things ought to be. You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members, 40,000 counting affiliates, and 20,000 more, not organized, but ready to fight. Once again, if all the common people actually united and started looking up, that is something that we know who fears the most. Hey, George Carlin said it. The lower class is used to fight the middle class to scare the crap out of the rich. And we all know who's really screwing us all over, which are the elites. But like I said, most people are so mentally, how can I put this in a nice way? they're slow. Most people are, they're asleep. That's a better term. They're still asleep. Why? Because everybody is in survival mode. Truth be told, and that's something else that has been used to keep everybody fighting amongst each other. 60,000 soldiers. Now, there ain't but 20,000 police in the whole town. Can you dig it? That right there, gentlemen, is something that the lamestream media constantly talks about when it comes to these street takeovers. The fact that the cops are outmanned. Now, that right there, you combine that with defund the police. You combine that with the low morality among police. Yeah, cops definitely are very low in the morale department. Constantly being told, oh, it's your fault. You know what? If there weren't cops around, then things would be better. No. Mm-mm. But hey, people still want that delusion that if we get rid of the police and have social workers show up to crime, then things will be better. Things won't get so out of hand. Yeah, right. Take a social worker, send them to a crime scene. What do you have? At minimum, a new victim. They're not going to be able to apprehend said criminal because guess what? They're not going to have power to arrest them. Once again, gentlemen, this is all one big plan. Most of us, you know, people who are awake, we can see the plan. However, the overwhelming majority of normies, they just want to conform to be comfortable. They're comfortable in their ignorance. Hence the term, ignorance is bliss. Now, here's the sum total. One gang could run the city. The problem in the past has been the man turning us against one another. We've been unable to see the truth because we've been fighting for 10 square feet of ground. Our turf. Our little piece of turf. And that right there, gentlemen, describes how everybody across the board has been continually pitted against one another. Mm-hmm. Yep. When it comes to the average white person, everybody else sees him as the source of their problems. When it comes to black people, we constantly play the victim card. Yeah. When it comes to Asians, you know, I can't really say anything about the Asians because the Asians really just stick to themselves and do their things, just like Latinos. They tend to stick together and do their own thing too. But once again, it's always the crux, black against white. However, there are a lot of white people who understand this and a lot of black people who understand this too. The system is fucking everybody equally. But once again, those simple differences are what's being exploited to keep everybody fighting amongst each other. That's crap, brothers. The turf is ours by right because it is our turn. All we have to do is keep up the general truce. We take over one borough at a time, secure our territory, secure our turf, because it's all our turf. Yes, essentially, there was a truce amongst the gangs back then during the movie. However, the warriors who were set up would be essentially the man. And all the other gangs, they came together to fight a common enemy. which were the Warriors at that time. Even though we know the Secret Hand, which would be, you know, the New World Order, would be the Rogues, who actually were the ones who assassinated Cyrus. But, like I said, the focus has always been on the Warriors. Now, take that. Think about that, gentlemen. If all the people in society actually really woke up and really figured out everything, then yeah, Chicago, what happened? That would represent the angry mob who actually decided to take matters into their own hands and do what needed to be done. That's something that the people upstairs, you know, we know who they are, fear the most. But of course, it's also an opportunity to be exploited. Now we have Walmart moving out of Chicago. And once again, when it comes to Black people, the victim card has been handed to them. Yeah, you're victims. Once again, the Democrats. My God, I don't even know why. Well, correction. That would have been a rhetorical question because we have to go back to one Lyndon Baines Johnson and what he said. I will have these Negroes voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And unfortunately, he was right. He was right. The Black community, I said this on numerous videos, and I've left this in numerous comments on other videos. The Black community has been, by design, kept in a childlike mentality. That's why the victim card is always able to be played, right along with the race card, but the victim card has always been allowed to be played when it comes to Black people. Yeah, we're victims. Yeah, shit happened. Yeah. Hey, some people have said to Black people, y'all need to, you know, lace up your bootstraps. However, once again, the hidden hand called the Great Society Program, which is still in effect today, is still being played out. However, all things must come to an end. Now you're starting to see a whole lot of Black women being evicted. No one's taking Section 8 anymore. Now, I put out a video called, you know, they're no longer of use. Words to that effect. Where I said, listen, when it comes to the Black community, yeah, when it comes to Black women, yeah, your time has come. You're no longer of use. And yeah, now when it comes to social media and things that Black women have said in regards to the Passport Brothers, yeah, that cold shoulder is definitely being shown to the American Black woman. Brothers are getting their passports and saying, hey, I'm out of here. The men who can do it are doing it. But all in all, more and more Black men have seen the problem and decided, you know what? I'm going to do something. But what more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? But I will leave with this. Hopefully, more people will actually wake up, realize what's going on before it's too late. Because trust and believe, gentlemen, what happened in Chicago, that was a prime example of the police power going out. That's right, ladies. That's right. The way things are looking right now, there are not enough police. If the people actually decide to unite and figure out, yep, this is what's really going on. Oh, we about to, you know, tear this motherfucker down. Trust and believe, ladies. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The police power you think you can hide behind is going out. Chicago, Compton, the street takeovers, that is proof. Feminism and the idea that you're not going to be touched when things go bad, that's going out right along with it. Because let me reiterate, with the way the police have been treated, with the way that the economy is going, ladies, understand this. When shit goes south, you're going to be a nice, big, juicy target, especially those of you who have no man. Now, I'm going to end it with this. Submission. Yes, ladies, when things go bad, you're going to submit. You're going to have two choices, submission or being taken offline. And trust and believe, the barbarians, they're not going to give you that choice. Or they will give you that choice. But guess what? Not the way you want the choice. They're going to make it for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.